So tonight's nightcap is titled On the Road. So we're going to be talking a little bit about some road stuff. And while we're doing that, we're going to be drinking some of this delicious mellow corn. This is yet another bottle down. That's another bottle of mellow corn down. Why do I love it so much? God, I just love it. I feel bad because I should have bought another bottle to give to a friend of mine that I recently saw. And then the store that I went to didn't have any left. I was like, shit, last time I was there, I should have stocked up. But so far, we have Boston Actress hanging in for a Sunday and Wild Bill chillaxing in Night City. I imagine you're probably hacking, killing, chilling, doing shenanigans. So good for you. So before we get to the other meaty part of tonight's episode, just wanted to say that I had a fantastic and lovely afternoon on Saturday. I did hang out with Kurgan79. We shared some stories of old. We talked a little bit about the community here. He loves that you guys love the music, as always. If you have any positive feedback on those tracks, make sure you send them along. Even if you can't contact him directly, I can always screenshot those and send them to him. He listens to this basically as a video on demand in the morning, and he likes to watch the VOD while he's either driving or in traffic or whatnot. And he really loves all you guys. He loves hearing all the hilarious conversations and the comments. And he even said, he goes, I love when you do the Boston Actress accent and you sound more like a Brooklyn guy. He goes, and then Black Cat, he says, when you talk in her voice, it always makes me laugh. He goes, but, you know, I occasionally think if I'm her, like, oh, man, is he overdoing it? I was like, I always ask her, like, if that bothers you, I will stop. And she's like, no, she finds it hilarious and funny. So that's why, you know, when I talk in the Black Cat's voice, I'm here too, even though Mr. Peppercorn is vying for my attention. Mr. Peppercorn, by the way, is the giant slimy green and white head that we talked about episodes back, and was decided primarily through a suggestion. I think Bill was the guy that initially suggested you should just send that to Black Cat and not say anything. So Black Cat is now the steward for Mr. Peppercorn. She did put a video of herself dropping him in his new home, his new vessel of water. So it'll take about 10 days or so for him to reach his full, giant, squishy, slimy glory. She's in love. She loves Mr. Peppercorn. I love that. That makes me happy. You have to take progress pictures and make sure that he grows properly. It gets big. Like, that thing gets... It's larger than I thought it was going to be. I don't think he'll outgrow that mason jar, but you'd be surprised. So, Kurgan and I talked about that. We talked about some old days. He's his dad is not doing so great, so thoughts and prayers there. But it was nice to talk to him. I don't see him very often. It was so good to see him. Share some stories. We had some beers. Give him some cigars. He makes fantastic homemade soaps. If any of you would like to try any of those homemade soaps, let me know, or let him know, rather, and we'll see if we can't get you some of those. Really great fragrances, really good quality, pretty good for your skin. So he gave me some of those. I like to use those. I use those soaps when I go to the gym quite a bit. They're like the perfect size, you know, and it's good for scrubbing all the sweat off. So it was nice. It was really good to see him. I love you and miss you, old friend. So stay safe back wherever you're home. And as always, you're always welcome to come by anytime. And, you know, it's refreshing and really, really gives, you know, it hits you in the heart being able to see a friend like that, especially after, you know, how tough things have been over the past year or so. So it was great to see him. Great to talk to him. Love you, dude. So take care out there, brother. So that was kind of the highlight of my weekend. One of the other things that I did is I met up with another friend of mine. She's having a little bit of some struggles. She's getting the floors refinished in her house, and that's become a little bit of a pain in the ass. A little bit just too much chaos, a little bit too much of this and that and the other going on. So just a little bit of a, yeah. So that was a, hey, let's go, you know, have a drink there. You can relax and chill out and just vent. And so that was a pretty good afternoon. Did some voice recording. You know, wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I did have one sticking piece of the afternoon that wasn't so great. And we'll talk to that when we get into the on the road segment in particular that was inspired by a video post that ASMR underscore deep posted a few days ago. And I asked him about that. I was like, boy, that's, you know, you've got sort of a strong opinion on that. Like, you know, did something in particular happen? Like, I want to know the context of where this came from. So anyway, he replied to me, and I totally get it and understand his point. And I imagine some people might have thought that I would disagree, given that his post and his point was basically about people who have these Watch for Motorcycle stickers and his sort of rebuttal or rebuking of that, which is sort of, hey, it's not my responsibility to watch out for you. And I want to discuss sort of both sides of that a little bit, because I both very much agree with that. But then there's also a little bit of a component of that where I don't so much. But by and large, I agree with the spirit of his sentiment. So we'll talk about that, I think, maybe after the break. So we'll do 15 minutes here, then podcast folks will take a quick break. And then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of the rest of the episode. Mostly because I also have a video that I want to share. And podcast folks, you wouldn't be able to hear it or see it. So we'll go ahead and do the pause while that's happening. So a good weekend, saw a bunch of friends. Everything's going mostly okay. The jamming and smashing my head and my neck into my ceiling in my basement seems to be going okay. I think I just had to do some rest. Man, Friday I played some games and just kind of took some medicine, tuned out, and that's kind of just what I needed. There it is, the food again. Food? Talking about food. Oh, come on. Meat and potatoes. No. Go have a bourbon. Go have a whiskey instead. There. Always hungry. You're talking to a dude who could, like, I almost had snack frenzy. You want to know what is another very close to not food? Chili cheese Fritos. Chili cheese Fritos. Like, if you made a video game and you were like, hey, this is the Cigar Grill video game, and you're like, you need food items to like replenish your health, one of them would obviously be Coney's, but then bags of chili cheese Fritos would be the other one, because I, whatever size you buy those in, the serving size is the, it's almost, I can't buy them because I just eat the whole bag. NH Girlframs, howdy y'all, good evening to you too. How was your weekend? Hope you had a fun weekend. Hope you were able to relax and refresh and recharge a little bit. Boston Actress is filling up on delicious water. Black Cat, too salty. Yeah, but especially if you have beers or whatever, it's like, it's perfect. But let's diverge away from that a little bit. This next week, I don't have any particular special crazy episodes coming up. But I'm going to put a poll because I'm interested to know. NH Girl fams, weekend was great. And you? You know, it was good. I met up with an old, met up with a friend I don't get to see so much. Kurgan79, who does a lot of the beautiful music that we do on the show. Met up with him. It was great to shoot the shit, have some talks. He looks great. He's doing great. Fucking, it's a total solo recharge being able to see somebody like that. So, that was excellent. There's another thing that happened that was excellent. I'm going to talk about that after the podcast break. We'll then share that. So it was nice. It was a nice time. It was a very nice time. Really enjoyed it. So I'm going to put up a poll here super quick. Let's see. We'll do Tuesday. We'll do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All right. Here's a, we'll do this for 3 minutes. I'm going to not allow additional votes, but here we go. Do we want to do a drawing episode this week? It's been about a month or so, I think, since we did, maybe a little bit over a month since the last one that we did. So if you guys would like to do a drawing episode this week, what day works well for you? I put in the poll Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or nah. So we can pick one of those days, do a drawing episode. The drawing episodes are funnier the more people that are there. So if you can't stop by or if you're busy or whatever, then obviously vote no. I'd like the most people to show up for that as possible. Again, those are the funniest when there's a big crew. And I can prepare for that earlier in the day by getting the paper and all that stuff set up and make sure that I'm fully charged and in crazy mode for doing the art streams. So we'll leave that up for a little bit. Yo, Boston! It's cool. I'm glad I can make that happen. I know. So there's rumor that Michigan's going to go back to lockdown. I sincerely hope it doesn't. It probably will because they fucking don't know what else to do. They just go lockdown again. And so it kind of sucks, but either way, the life will go on in that regard. So it was good to get that in and see him before that potentially happens. King Dinosaur says, hey, brother, and folks, damn accent, Mad Lib. When are we having another Mad Lib night? I mean, it'll probably be late, you know, I like to spread those special episodes out a little bit. So if we do a drawing episode this week, maybe not the next week, but the week after, we'll do another Mad Lib episode because that was also a lot of fun. Vandermann Sweden. Hey, King. Texas Patriot, 69. So glad to be in Texas, wide open. Look, I just don't. Yikes. I'm not going to get into talking more about that because it's just a bummer. So what we're going to do is podcast, folks. We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to play a little bit of a movie here. And then when this movie is over, we're going to talk a little bit about the subject of the evening, which is on the road. All right, so podcast, folks, you're going to take a brief break, hear a quick advertisement, and then we'll be right back. So yeah, part of the on the road, part of the fun for this weekend was I got my motorcycle back. I got my motorcycle delivered on Saturday. It appears to be in just perfectly working order. Food? No, stop it, Boston Actress. Stop it. So it was fantastic to get out and ride on that. Had that delivered in the afternoon. It got there a little earlier than I thought it was going to on Saturday, which was great because I was able to ride that out when I went and met up and saw Kurgan. It appears to just be in, you know, great working order, great shape. I toy with the idea of doing some upgrades and fiddling around a little bit with it this year. But honestly, on the same token, it's kind of set and settled at a spot where I don't know if I really, like, I certainly don't have to. The stock windshield that comes on those motorcycles is absolute useless dog shit. It's almost to the point of, I don't even know why the fuck they put it on there. You know, like, it's just goofball. What? Pizza Krista. In growing a full beard. I did shave it. I'm probably just going to continue to do gold goatee with a little bit of some 5 o'clock shadow. But so I put a different windshield on there because the stock windshield is just trash. And it took a while to find the right one that fit me and fit perfect. And then the other thing was I had tried a different set of mufflers, a different set of exhaust, but I didn't really like it because there was a certain resonance to it that really I just did not. It had a sound that I felt like I was getting clapped in the ears. I really hated it. So I sold those to a buddy and I put the stock exhaust back on. But what I did is I cut the baffles out, and I talked about that a little bit last summer, but I think that might have been before the true nightcaps kicked fully off. So I bored out the baffles, and so now it has a nice, deep, throaty rumble to it, but it's not ostentatiously loud. And one reason why you want your motorcycle to be a little bit loud is so that people can hear you, so that they know that you're there. It's also, again, as I said, part of the reason for the orange helmet as opposed to the flat black, because for as much as I love the flat black look, you want to be a little bit visible. So ASMR Deep's point was a little bit on the, it's annoying when people have all this, watch out for bikers, watch out for motorcycles, because by and large, why is your safety like my responsibility? I shouldn't have to watch out for you. Like, I'm going to drive like I regularly drive. And so I get a little bit of the point, which is, hey, man, like, if you want to ride a motorcycle, like, that risk and danger is kind of yours. Which I get and I understand. Because the same sort of, I feel like it's the same sort of thing when I see, and they used to have the people who, Black Hat, we'll get to that, though. We'll get to that. Because that's a different addendum to this, which I agree with. NH Girl says, last time I rode on a bike was in your mother's stomach. Ellie says, you have to watch out for everyone and everything. You take the responsibility to drive. Hello. You guys are getting ahead of me. I know. I 1,000% agree. That's the part where I don't want to say I disagreed with them. But it's just like the baby on board thing. Now, look, if you're going to put a baby on board thing in your car, am I supposed to alter the way I drive because, oh, I got to watch out for you because you may or may not have a baby in your car. Maybe you just want to be able to drive like an ass with impunity. I don't know. So why is it my responsibility to, what, be super extra cautious around you? Especially when sometimes you'd see those people and they're the ones driving like the biggest assholes. So I understand his point, too, with bikes. Hey, man, if you're going to be riding a little bit like a shit, it's not my responsibility to, what, I'm supposed to give you some huge wide berth just because you're on a bike? And I think maybe that's a little bit misinterpreted because for me personally, especially with the motorcycle thing, now look, obviously I ride motorcycles. I don't want to get fucking crunched under somebody's car either. I think it's more of a general, hey, people don't pay attention. They're on their phones. You're supposed to, like Ellie said, watch out for everyone, everything when you have the responsibility to drive. Where I feel like in particular, where I don't want to say I disagree with the motorcycle thing a little bit, there's a little bit of, dude, like, we're all in this together. Traffic is traffic, and there's a traffic flow. Do you want a hard brake and slam on your brakes in front of semis? Like, look, those trucks have different handling characteristics. So do bikes, so do buses, so do box trucks, so do small cars, so do pickups. Everything on there has a little bit of some different handling. Don't go out of your way to create accidents. As a matter of fact, pay a little bit of attention because like a good dance, you know, if you think of it like a waltz or a dance or anything, don't you want it to be smooth? Like, do you want to get in fucking crashes? So there's a little bit of, come on, man. And so I get it. It isn't that I want you to take responsibility for my safety. But on the same token, I also know that what happens is, Ellie says, don't expect other people to know how to drive or what they should do. You have to be ready for anything. Just don't drive like an ass and pay attention. Lol. I agree. Boston Actress says, hey, Ellie. Hi. Hi, everybody. Nobody said hi. But Black Cat. So I agree. I agree by and large, but I also feel like, but it is your responsibility to pay attention and quote-unquote drive right. And so here's a scenario. On the bike, I generally try to stay in the right lane. Like, I'm not there to race around like a speed demon. I like it because it's open and fun and free and cool. And I don't want to, like, I'm not there to split lanes and race around like an asshole. Like, that cavalier sort of cowboy shit is just not what I'm into. On the same token, you know, I know that there are some people out there who just, for whatever reason, hate bikers and want to fuck with them a little bit. And that also is totally fucked up. Because, you know, if you have the thing with the watch out for the motorcycles, there's a little bit of a, okay, look, maybe you don't like those people, but dude, you kill them. Like, you hit them on there, you'll kill them. And, like, that's a little bit, like, come on, man. And what are they, crazy? Yeah. Yeah, some of them are absolutely fucking crazy. They're absolutely crazy. It's the same sort of people who just decide, oh, well, you have a political opinion I don't like. Let's put their address on the internet and get calm to call the police. I'm going to have them get swatted. People are fucking nuts. They can't just go, I don't like that, but I'm going to let bygones be bygones. No, it has to be an attack. And dude, they do it over here fucking in, like, you can see it. You can see it. There's bikers that ride like assholes, and there's people in cars that drive like, there's everybody that drives like assholes. It's hard to believe that most of these people were able to get a license, aka massholes. I mean, I'm going to ask you this question, NH girl. How do you know they have a license? I don't want to get off on another political rant here, but it's sort of like the stuff where they go, oh, well, we need common sense gun laws that'll stop all this gun violence. A guy who's committed himself to going and killing a bunch of people is going to go, well, I couldn't get a permit for a gun, so I guess I can't use one. What, you think just like people who go, I don't give a fuck, fuck the state, I need to drive. I don't care if I don't have a license and suspended. Fine, give me a ticket. I'm driving anyway. And you go, yeah. And the guy's got 9 DUIs, and he's crunched people and crashed into people and done all sorts of shit. How are you going to stop him? He's going to find a way to get a car somewhere, and he's still going to drive it, and he's still going to be a shit at it, and he's still probably going to crash into people, possibly kill them and do whatever. And they're going to go, well, it was a fender bender, and yeah, he broke that person's neck for the rest of their life, but it was an accident. So, why are so many people assholes? I don't know. And NH girl, I know that was supposed to be a joke, but it's pertinent, right? I mean, and so this goes back to the whole watch out for bikers thing. People will come out of winter because by and large, through wintertime, the bikes here, at least in Michigan, they all get put away because it's too cold and the roads are shit. So then when springtime comes around, people aren't used to these basically small vehicles. Like, look, a lot of people drive big, giant SUVs and trucks and shit around here. So what'll happen is they'll do a cursory little half-ass blind spot check because it's a giant vehicle. And when they're in a road rage moment because they're speeding around, going berserk, driving like assholes, they forget. Yeah, but if somebody's in your blind spot on the rear end of your truck, motherfucker, or your Suburban or whatever else, because that person is equally spaced in traffic, and what you decided to do is close the gap and race up on someone's bumper and then go, well, I want to go around it, but there's a vehicle over there, so I know, I'll pass on the right. And you didn't notice that there was a motorcycle there, and you killed that guy, because there's no way that you're going to hit that. Like, that dude's going to be seriously fucked up at best. Right? Especially if it's on the freeway. Like, you're going 80 miles an hour on the freeway. Even if you're going 65 on the freeway. And so, there's a little bit of a, okay, I get it. You're right. That, the responsibility for that person's risk is not yours. The responsibility is a little bit of, but dude, just curb the road rage a little bit. And can you get back to, man, we're all in this. Just, we want to get to your destination and not all end up dead. So fucking take a little bit of a chill pill and just drive responsibly in general. That is your responsibility. It is your responsibility when you get in that thing. That is a giant steel metal fucking weapon. And so if you're going to get in that thing and you're going to start fucking driving it around, it's your responsibility to make sure that you don't act like an asshole and through fucking negligence, not an accident, negligence, that you don't crash into somebody's Chevy Aveo or semi-truck or whatever. You crash into some dude, you crash into a semi-truck, the semi-truck crashes, and the semi-truck crashes into some other thing and kills all those people. Just, man, be careful. Enjoy the drive. And if you get to the point where you're not enjoying the drive, like, you got to do something to calm down. The road rage is bad. It's so bad. I know. I agree with that, too. Bikers love to split lanes and race around, and so many think they are one percenters. But I see people doing that shit with Dodge Chargers and Mustangs and Camaros and Corvettes and giant lifted pickup. I mean, people just... I get it. The bikers do shit that are super annoying. They do it super annoying because they can split lanes and race around and do all the rest of that stuff. But you're telling me you don't see pseudo-equally shitty shit, people going off, driving on the shoulder and racing around people and whatever else? I don't split lanes. The only time I've done the shoulder drive was when it was on the freeway and the traffic was backed up so bad, I couldn't clutch anymore. I started to get a hand cramp. I'm like, I'm just going to lose clutch control. So I got all the way over to the right, and I slow rolled in first gear to give my hand a chance to relax. And, you know, I basically went around the accident that was up ahead. But you know what? I took it very slow. I rode very slow. And like, dude, fucking, you got to chill out. You know, and sometimes people will see that and just go, it was a biker guy. He's getting cheating, driving around us. I'm going to get him. Look, B, you're also not the police. It's not your job to get someone who's driving like an ass. If you see somebody who's driving like an ass and you decide to chase them and teach them a lesson, now there's two people driving like an ass and you're one of them. So you just got to chill, dude. You know, like, Don't fucking road rage around your shit. And if you're going to do something like you are going to split lanes, don't split lanes and go fucking 60 miles an hour. Like, you know, that to me is just extra added danger. And the only time, again, that I personally would do that is if traffic was backed up so bad that I was going to lose clutch control. Because I didn't understand that until I started riding a bike. But even there... Dude, there's a responsible way to do it, and there's a totally irresponsible way to do it. And yeah, I mean, the freeway that's around here, I've been in my truck going 80 miles an hour in the left lane, and dudes go flying by on sport bikes so fast that I'm surprised they don't travel back in time. And that's just madness to me. If you want to go that fast, dude, go to a racetrack. This is not the place to do it. You don't do that on a public road. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, 696 and 96. Ellie, you know the roads I'm talking about. It's out of fucking control. It's out of fucking control. And a large majority of the crazy bike riding that I personally have seen is, like Black Cat says, it's the crotch rockets. I'm just basically going to call them the ninja bikes. It's the super lightweight, ultra high RPM, race around at a trillion miles an hour bikes. Maybe that's me being judgmental because I ride a cruiser, but I just go, you know, I just don't get it. You're going to get yourself killed or you're going to kill somebody else or whatever. So why would you do that? And again, as somebody who's on a motorcycle, look, it's my responsibility to operate that thing responsibly. I use my signals. I don't race up on people. I don't try to cut them off because I'm super maneuverable. I give them the same respect that I would if I was in a fucking car. Because again, you're going to do that. How do you know that person's not paying attention and they just go, oh shit, I didn't realize I was going slow. I'm going to stomp on it as they look up from the phone and kill you. So like, just don't be an ass. Like whether you're in a car or bike or bus, just fucking find a way to enjoy the ride. It's traffic is shitty enough as it is. Like, we all just gotta be a little chill about that, you know? And so Texas Patriot, I agree. I mean, the bigger vehicles can be seen. And on the same token too, you know, I've seen people who are in these giant ass fucking vehicles not paying attention. I'm like, yeah. And when you lose control, that thing, you're going to smash into 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cars and fucking, like, just be responsible. That driving in general, I feel like people have gotten more and more lackadaisical about it. They're fucking around on their phones. They're playing with their fucking radio. They're playing around with their dashboard because they got a big screen in there. They're putting makeup on. This dude's fucking... I saw a dude who was fucking making tea. He actually had a tea bag, and he was teabagging tea, just looking down at the fucking thing while he's not even driving. I'm like, you idiot. So, like, yeah, it's not your responsibility to necessarily take someone else's risk. Like, if they decide that they're going to be risky, yeah, that risk is theirs. But the responsibility is yours to respect the road and respect the other drivers and respect what you're doing. You're in a machine powered by fucking explosions. Like, dude, be a little careful. Be, like, we all want to get there. We all want to get to our destination safely. We all want to get home safely. So, yeah, the cars, too, look fast and furious. Black Cat says we don't have helmet laws in Colorado. I mean, we have, there's a helmet law here in Michigan, but if you have the insurance to cover it, you don't have to wear a helmet. And by and large, there's no way that you're going to get pulled over for not having that because they'd have to check your insurance coverage. It's basically, if you aren't wearing a helmet and you get in any sort of accident and then you go to file for insurance, they'll go, well, you're in violation because you don't have the coverage, so we cover nothing. Also, you now get a ticket. So now not only are they not covering any of your medical bills, but also you're going to get fucking fined. It's obvious here, not judgmental. You get a crap ton of the crotch rockets up and down your alleyway. I mean, it's just, man. You've got mixed emotions about that, but unfortunately have seen the casualties of no helmet. It's kind of scary. Teabagging while driving is fun, but dangerous true. Jesus, I need to give driving lessons. I mean, like you say, not wearing a helmet or not wearing a seatbelt. Like, I'm a little weird in that I don't understand why it's legally required that you wear a seatbelt. If you don't want to wear a seatbelt and you want to get in a crash and end up a vegetable, that's your choice. The reason why, by and large, I'm fairly certain they do require it is because what happens is the people won't wear those. They'll then get in an accident, have no insurance, become basically a vegetable, and now they're a ward of the state, and the state has to pay for that. So, man, just fucking, just pay attention. Pay attention to your drive. Pay attention to the drivers around you. Chill out a little bit. You know, if you see somebody who's driving like a psycho, don't take them up on the chase. Like, if you're going to do anything, call 911 and say, there's a guy going crazy. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's going to hurt somebody, and leave it at that. Because, man, there are just so many traffic fatalities out there, like cars, buses, trucks. It's fucking out of control. Ellie says that she's sleepy, but the teabagging while driving is still giggling. Teabagging. So, I don't know. What is the rest of, I guess, your thoughts on some of that? You know, is somebody who rides a motorcycle. I often see people who are riding them and to me, what is almost more dangerous than not wearing the helmet is eye protection. I don't understand how and why anyone would ride a bike and not be wearing some sort of eye protection. I mean, you get the smallest, I mean, you could have a fucking bug hit you in the eye. And what are you going to do if you're on the freeway or something doing that? That to me is ludicrous. You know, in, again, seeing people who are driving cars. I mean, there's a guy, he's driving a car and he's got his hand in the back seat. And yeah, he's grabbing food and doing all this stuff. I mean, do you feel people just don't care as much as they used to? Or, I mean, I'm older, but I'm not super old. But I mean, I've driven everything from small cars to big trucks, SUVs, giant vans, and a motorcycle. And I feel like there have always been negligent drivers, but I swear it's gotten way worse. It's way worse now than it used to be. And I'm curious to know if any of you have any reasons where you think why. But, you know, the other thing is, don't harp on people like that. Again, whether it's a motorcycle or you have a baby or doing whatever, hey, man, you can't yell at other people to, well, you should watch out for me because I whatever. No, look, it should just be, hey, man, just drive responsibly. That's it. Like you don't get to basically make, like, someone else's life choice is not your responsibility to shoulder. That's horse shit. Black Cat used to drive small cars and people had no respect. Act crazy, driving a truck, people stay away. Yeah, it's weird. Ellie says, live and let live, but pay fucking attention. Don't be an asshole. Morals of the day. I've had a bee hit me in the face with the window down half an inch and couldn't have taken out my eyeball. Dude, I agree. That's why when I drive at all, ever, I always wear some sort of sunglasses or eye protection. And I'll give you a tip on that in a second. King Dinosaur says, I don't see how the hell you can ride without eye protection. I can barely go for a walk without wearing sunglasses, much less be doing 60 to 70 on a bike. I don't get it. I mean, sometimes I'm sitting here and I have a very gentle ceiling fan on. I'm like, God, that's irritating my eyes. I bought a very good set of the high contrasting night glasses. In the summertime, I like having my windows down. During the day, I typically have sunglasses on. But then at nighttime, well, you're not going to wear sunglasses at night unless you truly don't want to see. But I don't like that wind hitting me in the face. You can get some very nice, just very lightly yellow-tinted glasses like that. And I would recommend you get ones that are impact rated. That way then if something does fly in your window and hits that, that's not going to shatter and basically cram a bunch of deadly shards in your fucking eye socket. So I keep now a pair of those in the console of my vehicle. I don't like driving without any sort of eye protection ever. I don't even like necessarily, like I say, going for walks without them. So you can get some of this eye protection. They have them in all sorts of good styles. They look pretty cool. Nobody has redeemed it. Nobody has redeemed the sunglasses thing, but I think I'm going to put them on. So I got these. They were relatively inexpensive, but they're very lightweight. These are very lightweight. Have a nice flex to the temples. And these are polarized, so they're fully polarized lenses. They slightly wrap so that debris coming from the side gets protected. These are very economical. I think they were $30 or so. They are not impact rated for industrial use, but they are impact rated to not be basically shatterproof. I can't remember what the impact rating is, but I have these. And like I say, I have two pairs of yellow night glasses. I have one that are just, oh, thanks, Black Cats. Okay, there we go. Black Cats has redeemed shades. There you go. It makes me feel better. And so I'll show the other ones too, but I have, you know, goggle style for the bike, and I have two pair. One of them are sunglasses, and the other ones are night goggles. Ellie says, now you have that song stuck in your head. What, Live and Let Live or Live and Let Die? Or is it Sunglasses at Night? Isn't that Corey Hart? I hate that I know that. So, summer's coming along. People are going to be out enjoying the drive. Don't take the bait. Relax. Remember your Cigar Goer Lounge. Chill out. Let the asshole psychos go kill one another. Don't be part of it. Let's all get there safe. There's enough bullshit out in the world doing that now. We don't need to be crashing into one another, be going maniacal. We got all sorts of mellow corn to drink. You wear your sunglasses at night? Yep. Any Scroll Fam says, those look good. Well, thank you so much, Krista. I really appreciate that. These are sort of my winter slash I wear these in the winter because if I'm wearing a certain heavy winter clothes, my other sunglasses, I feel like, don't look good. The black cat, you mean like this? The other sunglasses I have are a little more stylish. They're like these gold frame aviators that are really cool looking. I like those more now that the sun is out and it's more summer. But these I wear if I want something that's, you know, especially if I'm going to be active. The other ones, they're a little more fashion oriented. But even as you go to do yard work, as I've said before, wear eye protection. Whether you're cutting the grass or doing whatever outside, please wear goggles. You can get some eye protection now. They don't have to be the giant, clunky, ugly, shitty-looking ones. You can get very good ones. I have ones that are tinted. They're 99% UV blocking. Sunglasses that are ANSI Z-rated. Ellie says, I can only wear brown lenses. I can't see in the black lenses. It's weird. Do you have color blindness or anything like that? The other ones I have are brown lens. So now that we've worn these, maybe the next time somebody redeems the shades, I'll have to go get a different pair. But I've always been a fan of sunglasses. And in particular, and this year I may have to get another pair. For the longest time, gargoyles were the only sunglasses that I would wear. And why I really, really like gargoyles is nearly all of their sunglasses are impact rated. So there's a famous story where their original sunglasses, there was a police officer who got shot in the eye. So a perpetrator shot at him. The bullet hit the lens of the sunglass, did not penetrate. You can see there was like the bullet sticking in the lens. And yeah, it like knocked him unconscious, but it saved his life. So that to me is awesome. I do not buy the cheap sunglasses. I find that, number one, most of them aren't really UV blocking. They're just fucking gray colored plastic. I don't like, they tend to feel loose and rickety. I like paying a little more for something that's a little more quality. I also find that if I pay a little bit more, I don't treat them as shabbily. It makes me remember them a little bit more so that I don't just forget about them and end up sitting on them or whatever. But protect yourselves. Pay attention. Be aware. Let's be safe. You know, I hate that phrase. I hate the safe. But like, man, we all want to have a good summer. So, Black Cat says, I have a pair of blue lenses, but the silver reflection on top. They're really cool, but they're so dark you can hardly see. Ellie says she can. You feel like you can't see in the dark. I suppose I couldn't see at night with sunglasses either. I have better than 20/20 vision. I think I have 20/20 in my right eye and 21/20 in my left. And the last time that I went and had an eye checkup, I was just starting to become slightly below that. But I have pretty good night vision. Now you say that I'm bragging, but I cheated. I had laser surgery in my eyes a long time ago to correct them. I used to have pretty bad vision, so I now have really good vision, but I'm also, in that regard, very protective now of my eyes, especially, which is why I always wear something protective, whether that's safety goggles, sunglasses, whatever. It's really easy to damage an eye, and with the amount of crud and bullshit, whatever, flying around, especially if you're going to ride with your windows open or ride on a motorcycle or whatever, man, protect your shit. Your eyes are healthy, you just can't see. Well, are you nearsighted or farsighted, Ellie? I don't get the dudes that get on the bikes and ride like assholes like that. I really don't. But then again, there are two dudes. There was a guy in a Pontiac G8. Do you remember the G8? There's a guy in a Pontiac G8 and a guy in a Mustang who I swear were going the speed of light down the fucking freeway, just absolutely driving like maniacs. And it's like, God damn, dude, what are you doing? I mean, in the way that that freeway curves, when you're around part of the curves, you can't quite see. And all of a sudden, those dudes are just there. I'm like, my God, you're gonna get somebody fucking killed. Please don't fuck around with vehicles. Like, if you want to fuck around with cars, either go to a racetrack or I don't know what, fucking do an old school thing and go challenge some dude to a race around some old abandoned factory parking lot or something. I don't know. Just Jesus. It's just awful. Black Cat says, I have shitty eyesight too. Thing is, I used to work with my eyes and it was called Eagle Eye.
Yeah, they used to call me Eagle Eye. Now they call me Smelly Snake Eye.
Wait, you're nearsighted. Lol, I can't see far away. If you can't see far away, then you are nearsighted. You're too sleepy to think. Didn't they watch, then came Bronson? He was no asshole. Like, there. Here's the hilarious thing. It's Michigan. There are racetracks here with open race day. You can go drive a civilian vehicle. All you have to do is just pay the thing to go. And you can drive as fast as you fucking want to because it's a racetrack. Go to the goddamn racetrack. Why do you do that in like 35, 40 mile an hour roads? There are fucking racetracks. Go to the goddamn racetrack. You really want to be Big Billy Badass? That'd be like a dude to be like, man, I'm so fucking badass. I beat the shit out of these first graders. What the fuck? You really want to race? Go race some people who are also racing. Does anyone else look at lights of any kind and see it reflecting back? Krista, what do you mean by that? What does my shirt say? Can you read it? It's one of my favorites. Jägermeister, correct. I love Jägermeister. Should I drink Jägermeister next week or should I go back to Mellow Corn? What say you? Should I put that as a poll? I'm gonna do it as a poll. Okay, you got 3 minutes to vote. So that's the on the road thing. I can't wait. I had some old dude in a fucking six cylinder Ranger who was a complete shit. And the thing is, my bike isn't meant for super ultra high speed. I mean, it's a cruiser. It's meant for freeway cruising around. And like, really, man, it's a thing to enjoy and do. But I always have been a defensive driver because I got clobbered. My first vehicle that had that little, it was a little 88 Tracer hatchback. It was like a roller skate. It was a turbo roller skate. I got blasted in that thing. And ever since then, I learned my lesson. People aren't watching out for you. They're distracted. They're tired. They've got a million other things that they're thinking about that aren't driving. When I drive, I treat driving like I treat it like a video game. I want to get there as fast and as smooth and as efficiently as legally allowed. Like, in that regard, I love driving. You know, it's a game for me. And I focus on it to the point where I've actually told people, hey, like, I can't talk about this right now. Like, I'm driving. Dude, don't drive distracted. It's terrible. Your favorite. You're gonna have a shot contest? What say you? I mean, I don't know about a shot contest. That might be rough during the middle of the week. We could do it as a Friday show or something. You thought that's what it said. You love Jägermeister, but only the Red Bull separately. You don't like either. Really? So you like Jäger bombs, but you won't drink just Jäger or you won't drink just Red Bull? Yes and yes on the driving. No Red Bull straight up. I mean, I'll just sit and drink Jäger. I'll drink it by the glass. I'll drink a I'll shots. I'll drink a whole fucking glass of Jäger. I love Jägermeister. The only thing I love more than Jägermeister is Schwarzhag. Have you ever had Schwarzhag? You look at lights and you see beams of light coming back. Like halos? So I have an issue where my eyes get dry, and Krista, maybe this is a thing to check out. If your eyes get dry, so when my eyes get dry, they are a little more dry ever since the surgery. When they get dried out, I see like halos around lights, and that's because that's the light hitting the uncorrected portion of my eye. So that's basically the vision how it used to be before I had it corrected. So when my eyes are moist, and then this is why I occasionally carry around just some typical lubricating eye drops. Yes, I said lube. Lubricating. You keep around some lubricating eye drops so that if you get that happening, put in some eye drops. All right, I guess we're drinking Jaeger next week. That was an 80% win. So we're going to do a drawing episode on Wednesday. Next week is going to be Jaeger. All right, I'm done with it. No, but you can eat liverwurst with it. Liverwurst with what? With Jägermeister? Boss actress. Yikes. In each girl. I think it's just astigmatism. It might be. They can fix astigmatism now with LASIK. That used to be a thing that they couldn't fix. They couldn't fix that with RK, radial keratotomy. Radial keratotomy and LASIK are two completely different procedures, if you are unfamiliar with those. They can now, with the advanced laser techniques, fix astigmatism with LASIK. It's amazing what they can do now with optics. That other drink. Blackhead, what are you talking about? So, it is 23:56. I think what we're going to do is we're going to end this soon. I have a drink. And then I'm going to do a little bit of some nighttime night reading voice. Now, I did do some narration earlier in the day. Schwarzhog? Wait a minute. Liverwurst with Schwarzhog? Schwarzhog is another Crowder liquor, but it doesn't taste quite like Jaeger. It's got a different flavor to it, but it's still a drink made with fermented herbs. It's really good. If you can find it at any of your local liquor stores, I highly recommend you give it a shot. It's kind of rare. It's really tasty. I tell you what, we'll pull up the bottle here to show you what it looks like. There you go. Crafted since 1700. Herbs, roots, and fruits. I love this stuff. This stuff is fucking fantastic. Wormwood, buckbean, select herbs, roots, and fruits of the forest. Enjoy it cold, on the rocks, or mixed across a wide range of cocktails. Now, Bill, you may be interested in this. Where is it? There's one of these. Let me find it. Not Hagenbull. This stuff, the Schwarzhog and Diet Dr. Pepper, is fucking out of this world. But I would definitely recommend this stuff. And if you like Jägermeister, I feel like you will love this. If you hate Jägermeister, I feel like you will like it. Because it does not have necessarily the licorice taste that Jägermeister has. It's very good. I absolutely love this stuff. I've actually had places around here special order it for me. I one time paid for 6 bottles because he was like, well, I can only buy it in things of 6. I don't know if it's going to sell. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I'll pay for 6. And then, I'll come back. If nobody's buying it, I'll just buy the rest. And so I basically prepaid. But, man, is it fucking good. I absolutely love this stuff. So let's give this a read. Oh my God, we got a lot of chat messages here. Good on rye. Never had that. Weird. Yes. The call of the forest. I need to make you one. I mean, the problem is if you go to the bars, I don't know if they have it, but like, Schwarzhog owes its existence to the forest, to the dark, fragrant undergrowth, and the earthy botanicals we've cultivated. Our recipe is ancient and secret, but does contain these natural wonders. Buckbean, gentian, wormwood, galangal, and ginger, lemongrass, and star anus. Anus, not anus. That's a very unfortunate name. Let's read about this herb. It was once written of this famous bitter plant that it comforts the heart and preserves it against faintings and swoonings. The powder of the dry roots helps the biting of mad dogs and venomous beasts. Venomous beasts aside, gentian has long been appreciated for its digestive and restorative properties. In fact, the 18th century gentian wine was commonly taken as an aperitif before dinner. I'm going to read out the rest of these herbs. I feel like this is a good nighttime relax. You need to have liverwurst on rye. I do not want to eat any liverwurst. I don't want liverwurst, but thanks. lemongrass. You're not a fan of licorice or sour lemon. NH girl, if you're not a fan of that, try this stuff. I'm telling you, it does not taste like Jägermeister. It's delicious. Buckbean, also known as bog bean or marsh clover, bitterklee in German, buckbee, is a pretty wild flower with pinkish-white markings on its bean-shaped leaves, blooming in late spring and early summer. It is particularly bitter and is traditionally known for its tonic or restorative qualities, with the leaves dried and powdered and used in tinctures or as an infusion. Wormwood. One of the bitterest herbs known, wormwood has long been used in traditional medicine for its health-giving and digestive properties, but has also been much prized by brewers and as an alternative to hops. The whole of the plant is used, from the astringent green leaves to the root, which imparts a warm, aromatic note. Galangal and ginger. Though Asian in origin, galangal has been known and cultivated in Europe for several centuries, primarily for its aromatic and warming properties. It resembles a milder ginger in flavor, lending a distinct warm note to tinctures and liqueurs. Ginger itself has been used extensively in food and medicine for many hundreds of years, from the Americas, the Caribbean, and Europe, across to India and Asia. It has an unmistakably spicy aroma, adding a powerful and fragrant warmth. Lemongrass. Lemongrass, or citronella, is a widely used culinary herb with a subtle yet unmistakable citrus flavor. It is used by many cultures in dried, powdered, or fresh form, or as a tea or tincture. The properties attributed to this aromatic plant very widely, although it is commonly held to be a calmative with powerful digestive and restorative powers. Star anise. This distinctive stellate or star-shaped plant has long been used in Asian cuisine and traditional medicine as a stimulant to promote digestion and to sweeten the breath. The fruit itself is added as a seasoning in China, especially in sweets, while in Japan, the powdered bark is used as an intensely fragrant incense. Oh, I hope that made you all sleepy. Sleepy, sleepy, sleepy. Time for sleep. You have taken a tincture of wormwood. It's bitter. Ellie says that it's time for sleep, and good night, everyone. So, I tell you what, now that I've done some reading and narration in my deep nighttime voice, which, by the way, you know, they had that show, How It's Made. I would have, like, what's that guy's name? Brooks something? I would have done a better job narrating that show. Prove me wrong. Let's finish our drink. Well, that's the end of the mellow corn, so we're going to be drinking Jägermeister for the rest of the week. But, as we say at the end of all of these episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. Get yourself some rest, and we will see you again tomorrow.